And now this is a dictation for Larry Hanley, H-A-N-L-E-Y, July 30, 50. Addresses a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 465956, and also Congestive Heart Failure Clinic, Jennifer Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Dear Dr. Ernest and Mrs. Garcia, this is a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Hanley. Comes in person, accompanied with wife. He's been in the hospital a number of times, the most recent one because of acute renal failure associated to overdiuresis, around 100-pound weight loss on a high dose of Bumex. Aldactone did not require dialysis. He was able to open up by careful oral diet. He denies vomiting, although there is occasionally nausea, denies esophageal reflux, denies diarrhea bleeding, weight since discharge in the 184 to 186, blood pressure at home off diuretics, fluctuating between 130s and 150s over 60s and 70s. He denies increased dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He denies chest pain palpitations. He's been complaining of lightheadedness with near syncope. Denies double vision vertigo. Denies headaches or focal deficit. He has recent amputation on the left foot for what his mobility is restricted. He's wearing one of these knee carts, C-A-R-T. No gross claudication symptoms, otherwise review system review and negative. Next paragraph, medication include Norvas, Corec, and Terazosin, Bumex, Metolazone, Aldactone were discontinued. Hydralazine is also off. He's anticoagulated with full dose of Eliquis. On cholesterol management, Plavix, antidepressants, has been on potassium replacement every 3 days. Diabetes, Tresiba, T-R-E-S-I-B-A. Next paragraph, today blood pressure, 118. Over 48 on the right side, the sitting position, standing dropped to 80 and over 40, and he became mildly unsteady. On the left side, 124.56 in the sitting position. Chronically ill, decreased hearing, but alert oriented time 3, attentive, normal eye movement, no facial asymmetry, no expressive dysphagia or dysarthria, no gross mucosal abnormalities. Neural wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion, completely clear. No pericardial rap gallop. Abdomen not distended, ascites or masses. Recent amputation left foot. 1+ edema on the left, none on the right. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. May 3rd, that will be a couple of days after discharge. Creatinine 1.9, the normal sodium potassium acid base, a GFR of 35, elevated glucose. Creatinine in the hospital was 2.9. Normal size kidneys on the ultrasound without obstruction and no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure in relation to overdiuresis. Medications were adjusted. Continue to monitor chemistries to assess retaining to baseline, which is considered to be around 1.6, 1.8. No indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number. Atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. Dose needs to be corrected for the renal failure. Decreased to 2.5 twice a day. As he just got a full refill, we will do 5 milligrams once a day for the time being. Next number. Prior hypertension presently running in the low side with significant postural blood pressure drop symptomatic. For what I'm going to decrease the NORVAS from 10 milligrams to 5 and discontinue altogether the terazosin. He will remain with same beta blocker Coreg. Next number, coronary artery disease. With prior three-vessel bypass surgery and prior stents, has congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, diabetes, including retinopathy, peripheral neuropathy, and diabetic nephropathy. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, recent amputation on the left foot. Next number, there has been, comments. All issues were discussed at length with the patient and the wife. The adjustments of blood pressure medications because of the low blood pressure, we need to tolerate certain degree of high blood pressure to allow him to be standing and walking without the risk of falling and trauma or wheelchair bounded. The reason for adjustments for the anticoagulation, the chemistry is on a regular basis, no indication for dialysis, as I explained before, okay to take iron pills. We will advise further in terms of restarting diuretics if needed down the road. In the meantime, salt fluid restriction. We will advise for anemia management, potassium, acid-base calcium phosphorus based on results. Come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, end of dictation.